Some say they're aliens from another world. But that's not true, because they travel the four corners of the earth to let you know where to hang out, where to find the best food, the best drink, and the best time. This is the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy. And they are definitely human.
Thank you, sir. Although at this point, I'm not quite sure. We were just talking with our guest, Terry Marshall Holder, during the break. In the last 3.5 to 4 weeks, I've driven close to 4,000 miles. I could have used one of those DeLoreans. Yeah. Just time
just
travel.
Flying through. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we were talking right before we went to break about GoRVing.com, right, which is the group that Terry met with. Tell us a little bit about them, Terry.
Well, let's finish up what we started, the hoses.
The hoses. Okay. You have two hoses, and one lets out the water for the shower and the sink, and you know, when you're doing the dishes and stuff like that. The other one is for the other water, the brown water, which you can imagine where that comes from.
I got an idea.
Both of those, yeah, okay. Both of those are, you know, they have to be hooked up to dump sites, you know, that are at the campground. So you basically put your hose in, you know, from each connection and put them in there. And then there's also an electrical connection that you hook up. It's kind of just like plugging in, but those are the things you have to hook up. And it's not a lot. It's just, you have to know which ones, you know, go where.
How often do you have to drain the tanks?
We didn't have to.
How often you use them, but yeah.
You know, we were there. We were at the first campground, Endless Caverns in Virginia, for 3 nights, I believe it was. And it kind of takes care of itself, you know, when you're using it there. So we didn't really have to do any dumping there. In the other place, we were there 2 nights. I believe we would have had, we had to dump ourselves at the end. We had to go in and do the dump because they don't have the same kind of setup. And I don't really understand the differences, other than I know one of them we had to go and empty at a dump site before we left. But that was after 2 nights. So I believe it just depends on the size of the tanks and the campground you're at, as far as I know.
Do you have a little gauge that tells you how full they are, or do you just kind of dump as you go?
You know. You start to know.
Okay.
Because, like, if you're washing dishes, for instance, and the sink starts backing up a little bit, you realize that, okay, it's beginning to overflow, so it's time to go dump it. So that would be how you would tell if you were
brown water
staying for a long term. Yeah, that would be a problem with the brown one.
Yes, it would.
So it's kind of like in a
larger
house,
tank,
you know, if you have a backup.
I like what you put here. You said, so there you had a blonde, a redhead, and a brunette staring at an electrical hookup, confused. And a very kind man came to our rescue.
Yeah, it sounds like the beginning of a really bad joke. A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead are staring at an electrical wire.
Yeah, exactly.
We were just standing there. For some reason, we couldn't remember, like, how to unhook it from the electrical, and we were afraid to pull the wrong thing. I don't know why it seemed so hard, but we were standing there, and he comes over, and he said, "You ladies look like you could use some help." I was like, yeah, we really could. So thankfully, everyone's very friendly in the RV parks. They love to talk to you, and they'll come by and ask you where you're from and all that kind of stuff. So he was very helpful, and we really appreciated it.
We stayed in an RV park down along the panhandle of Florida for a couple of nights, and they had, well, at that time they called them little cabins, but now they call them tiny houses. And we stayed in one of the tiny houses. And, yeah, there was quite a bit of camaraderie toward the evening. Everybody's out. Some of the big RVs have big screen TVs on the side of them, or they have a campfire going on or whatever, and you meet a lot of people.
You do. And when we moved from the Endless Caverns campground in Virginia, we drove over to Rock Hall, Maryland, where we were at the Bayshore campground right on the water, which was gorgeous. But when we checked in, they found out that Vanessa was from Pittsburgh, and it seems like everyone in the world has a connection to Pittsburgh. I don't know why that is, but it happens everywhere we go. You do?
Well,
does.
35 miles from Pittsburgh is where I went to high school.
Permanente sandwiches is the only thing I care about in Pittsburgh.
So you know what I mean. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. And they came by. Everyone came by and, you know, oh, we're someone from Pittsburgh. Who's from Pittsburgh? I'm like, seriously? We just got here. But everyone's very friendly. They're very friendly. And you know, it's nice. And we, you know, everybody sits out by the campfire at night. I mean, we did too. Well, once we got it lit, Vanessa had to light the fire. And we did the, you know, you have to do s'mores. So we did that. That kind of stuff. But sure. It's fun.
Did you buy food along the way, or did you load up before you left home?
We bought. We made a big stop at a Walmart. It was such a classic RV story. At a Walmart in Virginia, right before we got to the campground, with one of the super Walmarts that has all the food, and
sure.
We had to park. Of course, had to park way out in the parking lot, because I've never done that before. I can't really park in a normal parking space. So we parked in a Walmart parking lot, went in, loaded up on all the food and stuff. And then when we really got into the RV life and we were traveling between Virginia and Maryland, because we needed to stop for lunch. And rather than buy lunch, we already had all this food in our vehicle. We pulled into a Food Lion parking lot and had lunch in the Food Lion parking lot. So my mother happened to call and she's like, well, now you're getting the hang of the RV life. So, you know, really high-end stuff there. But we had a good time. So
before we miss it, Sue, I'd ask about the RV company. Could you give us some details about them?
Yes, Go RVing. It's GoRVing.com is the website. They can give you a lot of information about renting RVs. They do help with rentals. They also, one of their primary purposes is to promote RVing as an activity for people. So they have a lot of information. They have stories about people that live the RV life on their website, and have some things about that on their Facebook page. But you can check the website, and they'll give you a lot of information about what it's like and different stories. And they can also connect you with rental companies around the country. So if you're looking to do this out west, for instance, you know, there's several different ones out there you can work with. They just, you know, they're a really good connection group for all of that and to promote the RV lifestyle. So
well, Terry,
a good company is kind of a good place to start.
Tell us the truth now. Were there any obstacles along the way or challenges that you guys came across?
Real problems.
You know, I kind of felt like I was in a game of, you know, like a video game when I started out. Because first I make the right turn and take out, you know, half the curb. But didn't hit anything, thankfully. And then I, you know, kind of master like staying in the lane and that kind of stuff. And then there's a traffic circle. I'm like, seriously? It's like, throw me something else. You know, let's see if I can tackle this. So you have to kind of like each, for me, it was kind of like each obstacle, like, okay, I got that. Let's do this. And the most difficult drive I actually had was coming back from Maryland to bring the RV back to Virginia. I had to drive on the Washington Beltway. And it was Saturday, so I thought it was going to be a little bit more calm, and it's not. And, you know, and you want, and I, as you can imagine, you want to stay in the right lane because you're big and slow.
All right,
and
give us their website once again, because unfortunately we're out of time.
It's GoRVing.com, and also look at EveryRoadAStory.com, because we're going to have the story up today about our experience with a lot of tips for people who want to do the same thing.
Sounds like fun. Thanks, right, Terry.
She's been boating. She's been RVing. If she takes up flying, we're going to take up living in the basement. That's all I'm going to say. Safe travels, Terry, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Back in a moment. Bye-bye. With more of the Travel Planners Radio Show.